Schmidt.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 25. Mpumalanga and Malahleni, a high of 24 degrees.
In Edenvale, a stationary vehicle on the R24 westbound near the N12 highway merged, causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, an expected but massive blow for the Bulls, with Johan Huisman handed a 3-match suspension. And Design Chief Adrian Newey said to leave Red Bull next year.
Swiss food giant Nestle has rejected accusations from a non-governmental organization that it added sugar to products in developing countries that it sold sugar-free in European markets. According to the report published last week, up to 4 grams of sugar has been added to all Cerelac varieties tested in South Africa. But, as Mangalisa Kumala reports, Nestle says there is no double standards.
Nestle issued a statement late yesterday saying that the company applies the same nutrition, health and wellness principles everywhere in the world. The company goes further to state that its formula for babies under 12 months of age do not contain added sugars. It says while cereals for infants and young children are available with and without added sugars in many parts of the world, it is in a process of phasing out added sugars worldwide in products for children older than 1 year. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To the east of Pretoria, where there's no update yet on the state of power supply. Emotions boiled over late last night when angry residents protested outside the Mooikloof Ridge estate, saying they've been in the dark now for 10 days. The city of Tshwane said yesterday that teams were investigating a trip with parts of Olympus still powerless. This is since the explosion and the fire at the Mooikloof substation on the 17th of April. On the election campaign trail, former President Thabo Mbeki was in Soweto yesterday, where he acknowledged the difficulties facing the ANC as it asks for votes.
We will attend to the problems within the ANC itself to make sure that it is able to discharge its responsibilities to the population.
More on our news blog. To international news, mining industry is talking about the $38.8 billion takeover bid by Australian mining giant BHP for Anglo Gold, for Anglo American. BHP says it's interested in Anglo American's world-class copper assets. The diverse use of copper in the green energy sector has been creating a surge in demand for the metal that is used in anything from electric vehicles to solar panels, wind turbines, and energy storage. The amount of copper consumed worldwide has doubled in 20 years. And you will not believe this weather story.
We're your weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready.
Believe it or not, in Antarctica,
it's raining
gold. It seems like a dream, but it's true in Antarctica, where the fiery Mount Erebus regularly pumps out plumes of gas and steam. This gas contains tiny crystals of metallic gold, around 80 grams of gold a day. That's about 115,000 rand. The gold's been found up to 1,000 kilometers away from the volcano.
Goeie goud.
Laat ons gaan, nou, onmiddellijk.
It's raining gold.
You
know what? Different countries, different things. Meanwhile, here it's raining new bridges.
Uh-huh.
Especially in the Limpopo province.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that story?
Yeah.
I did.
Sorry, dis nie goud nie, maar dit is 'n nuwe brug. Maar nou sê mense die brug kan nie 5 miljoen rand kos nie. I don't know. I've not bought a bridge recently, so I don't know what they cost. I'd have no frame of reference. But looking at it, it seems to be a pretty solid noble
structure.
I don't know. Building is expensive. That's what I'll say in defense.
Yeah. Is it remote? Maybe it's the cost of transport.
Probeer aanbou.
Yeah.
Try and do renovations.
Yeah, or extensions or any of that kind of thing.